Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here's what's trending on the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Summer is coming to a close. Back to school season. It's already upon us. The CDC is no longer recommending restrictive measures, though. So quarantine, social distancing, all that stuff that kind of made schools go remote in previous years.
Can we stop washing our hands in the bathroom finally?
Oh my God, please.
In some cases, can some of you start?
Can we just go back to walking right past the sink?
Zing!
I saw someone do that the other day.
You're like, did that guy not stop?
Yeah.
Creepy, gross, ick.
We used to actually witness that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was somebody that
COVID kind of killed that. It seemed it like did. Before that, there were some random dirtbags
that would do that.
That wouldn't wash. I don't understand that logic.
No. Don't you just feel like your hands are dirty? I mean, that's my big thing, is that I just...
Now, what if you don't touch
anything?
Some
guys can do it. Yeah, you can do it without
hands on. Still doesn't matter.
You just zip.
There's something about surfaces. Like, you touch the door to get in, you touch... I mean, and that...
It would be the only thing is the
door. Yeah, the whole place in there is a hot zone.
Exactly.
I think that logic was that some people are grossed out by touching the handle at the sink.
Okay. Now it's all... Now it's all here, like, in the current studios that we've got in Exarban Village, it's all... Hand wavy wave stuff.
Yeah. What I saw in an airport? I don't even recall which airport is, Hawaii or something like that. They actually had the automatic water, soap, and dryer all at the same spot.
Ooh.
Creeps me out.
It's everything.
None of those things can see my hands.
I know they don't. I've seen it.
I'm like a freaking vampire where my reflection doesn't show in the mirror.
Yep. Right.
None of those sensors can ever sense my pale skin.
We're too pale. I do the same thing. I'm like, hello.
And I think they're broke, and then everyone else walks up and sing. Yeah. They get the little squirt of soap and then the water, and I'm standing there waving like, no one sees me. They're like, yeah, you're a ginger. You're supposed to die. We're trying to get you sick so you'll stop breeding. But anyway, so CDC's.
Yeah.
So one of the things is you know, about social, I mean, the idea that the kids won't go remote, but they're not going to be on the internet. CNN has a report out today from the Pew Research Center. They're saying nearly half of U.S. teens say that they use the internet, quote, almost constantly, which I
think, as opposed to adults, we're using it constantly.
I guess the difference is that for us, a lot of it's job related, or we're adults and we can kind of balance things. The idea is like the younger brains, these are teenagers. So Facebook, no longer the dominant force in American lives, but YouTube was used by about 95% of teens. And that is for sure the one thing that...
You just go down that road, man. You just go video after video.
I mean, that's what TikTok was trying to steal the mode.
Yep. Yes.
Of an endless loop. It just goes to the next, goes to the next, goes to the next.
I love YouTube to do like home improvement stuff. That's what I would watch YouTube for.
Yeah. You know. No, I mean, for that kind of thing, I mean, I've looked up YouTube, like, directions for things where, like, you misplace the directions, and now you're like, well, how do I operate this?
Yeah,
you know, because everybody throws out directions now because you're like, well, I'll get it online. If I can't figure out how to reset the, the clock on the coffee maker, I'll just look it up.
I'm sure everything I check out on YouTube has got me on a government watch list.
Probably.
I'm sure my neighbors think I'm a spy.
I'm guessing.
I watch old hockey games, and they're in Russian from the 80s. So it's blah, blah, blah. They're like, who was the neighbor? I thought that guy was American.
You haven't met Iron Curtain Jeff?
Yeah, I'm sure. And so I watch it on YouTube, so then it'll roll to the next thing, and it's 80s. Soviet hockey team, so it'll roll into, if I keep the TV going, some obscure other Russian thing. The next thing, it's like a Russian tank battle.
They probably do think you're
Russian.
I'm
sure there's probably an agent in my apartment that has to watch. Like, this guy is they haven't turned him on yet, but eventually
he's going to activate
one of the Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah, but recent years, Facebook and Instagram have been trying to beat back the competition. But right now, YouTube and TikTok are the ones that have everybody on lock. When it comes to getting married, the one thing that is seeing a big change is the wedding registries. The Knot, which is like, you know, the go-to for everything wedding.
The Hive, we call it.
The Hive, yes. 7 of every 10 couples are registering for cash gifts and especially things for destination-specific experiences.
Okay.
So it's like, I don't want China. I don't want a toaster. I don't want any of that.
Why would you want all that stuff?
Well, if you're young and you're really, I mean, the point of that meant to be, I mean, it comes from a sweet spot. Like the idea of like, oh, this is this young love of couple. Let's help them nest, you know, for the next thing. Well, now people are getting married later in life or have the means to have all that stuff. And they're like, well, I feel like I still need to ask people for
things.
I mean,
do people still need China? No one ever gets it out. No one ever wants to clean it.
When was
the last time you used your China?
I don't even have China.
Thanksgiving, and then we used it at Easter.
Where do you keep it, though?
I have a China hutch. I mean,
see what you have to have. You get China, you got to get a China hutch.
Well, the thing is that it's my grandmother's China hutch, and it is my grandmother's China. I mean, it was gifted to me. It's heirloom, so it's passed down to me.
If I went over to your house and broke it,
I'd break your face.
So if someone breaks China, are you going to be heartbroken?
I mean,
they drop a cup, a plate.
It's just stuff. You have to realize that things are just things. In this case, I mean, you're talking about
family stuff,
100-year-old bone china.
Yeah.
Like, it's nice stuff. So, I mean, it's harder and harder to replace.
Because you're talking to two guys that my china is called paper plates.
Right.
Because I'm never doing the dishes again. By the way, you guys would have had a ball. I went to Bed Bath & Beyond and bought 2 forks.
Ooh.
And 2 spoons.
Date night?
Wow. Planning on having an overnight guest?
And I stood there for a moment to go from 1 to 2.
Yeah.
I didn't know they sold them individually.
Yeah, you can get individual.
I'd dig around.
I was going to say.
Because every silverware thing, I'm not going to buy a 48-piece set.
That's what I'm saying.
Too much. All right, let me ask you this about the paper plate. Do you have a cutting board that you use?
Oh, yeah.
I've moved on to that because I don't want to wash that anymore either.
I just cut on the counter?
No, I cut on paper plates.
Well, that's just inefficient.
No, not necessarily. When I'm cutting fruit for the kids, I cut it on paper towels because I don't want to.
On paper towels? Okay.
Yeah, I fold over, because I'll wash the fruit.
Yeah.
And then I'll set it on a paper towel to let it, you know, like dry off a little bit. And then I'm like, well, why would I get a cutting board when I've got these layers of paper towels? Zip, zip, zip.
That's where I'm at. Yeah.
This is why you don't need a wedding registry.
Right.
You don't use your china. None of you guys want cutting boards. Just get them a roll of paper towels. Congratulations. It's from me and Lisa.
We went in on it together.
We got you 2 rolls of Bounty.
a quick picker-upper.
Fork.
Yeah.
I still am blown away that you were able to find individual.
Walmart even has individual. Yeah, I bought individual there before. One thing that sucks about buying those, it's hard to get the label off of the actual individual because it's like maybe been sitting on it for 50 years. I don't know.
Had I known you needed a fork, I would have hooked you up. Do you know how many?
He's got plastic forks. He doesn't need a fork.
Do you know how many sets of silver, like place settings I have?
I found myself cleaning off a plastic spork from KFC for the third time. I went to throw it away, and I'm like, no, that's a good spork, Jeff. That's a good one. And then I threw it away, and then it cuts to me at Bed Bath & Beyond buying 2 actual metallic for, like, nice, kind of brass-looking.
Yeah.
I wondered what they would think when I got up to the counter, but it was it's self-checkout now.
Yeah, God. So you don't have to worry about
that. It's self-checkout at Bed Bath & Beyond. And all of the machines don't work. They all do that. There's something in the bagging area.
Yeah, the
So
four.
Then a human has to come out and use their code for the machine that's replaced them.
Yes, I know.
We got to push back on this self-checkout stuff, man. That's a joke.
All right, so you're in a swear conversation, people, but so
how much is a fork?
Like $1?
Well, it was Bed Bath & Beyond. They were nice.
Yeah.
They were fancy. I think they were like $10 a piece.
See, that's ridiculous. You could have bought a stack of those for $10.
My life is chaos, Molly. There's no plan. I didn't go there for spoons and spoon and fork.
Go to dollar store if you're going to buy spoon and fork.
All right, so your plastic spork from KFC, because that's my biggest thing is that those plastic forks and spoons are always so flimsy and suck.
This was a spork.
Yeah, this is a spork.
A little bit more heft.
So it has more heft. Because I think the best fork that's plastic throwaway in the city when you go to a restaurant or whatever is Chipotle. I take them. I'll take 10 of those things because they're black and they're hard.
Wow. That's stuck to the tape.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go ahead and make a mental note and make that a hockey. Especially when... three people in radio, so sadly they can't see, but if only we had a video because he's sitting there holding his fist up.
Where did Mike meet his boyfriend? Chipotle. Black and hard. That's all he's looking for.
And thick.
He's going to live the back 40 of his life with men.
None of that.
Is Wylene okay with it?
Yeah. She's relieved. She is relieved.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And he's like, and it's thick. And he's like holding his hand up. Yeah.
Well, it is. It's the best place.
I mean, would a married couple, just very quickly to cycle back, what do they need if we're going to put up a list and go, they got to need a... Is there anything you really need?
I would say Home Depot or Lowe's or any of those kind of things. Those are always good ones because there's
a gift card.
Yes,
a gift card because there's always going to be a home project. There's always going to be something that you
but
want
to
do.
But there's no physical product. But I'm saying the reason you're buying the actual thing instead of a gift card because you're buying them things they won't think of. And it's a couple and you're going, look, you're going to need this. You don't think you do. You're going to need it.
Yeah.
Think of any items now for a young couple that you needed?
A vacuum. Would be awesome. A vacuum's good to go.
Vacuum. A good vacuum.
A good
because
vacuum.
Because young people are gonna skimp.
Yes,
they're gonna and go you'll buy crap. And it's like you need a good vacuum.
Because you'll end up replacing it in a couple years. You want something that goes.
The other thing that would be good because we're here is Nebraska Furniture Mart. Because you're gonna need a fridge.
Yeah, but you're just talking gift cards.
We're talking about items in general. Gift cards are not sexy.
I'm not talking about stores.
Yeah.
I'm talking about items.
Molly doesn't want to think. She just
doesn't want to use her brain today.
No, deep freeze.
Gift card. A deep freezer?
Like one of those.
A freezer? Really?
Yeah, like yes. Because all of a sudden, like, you get married and there's two of you and you use your deep freeze all the time.
Yeah, but I'm old.
Because we're just saying, it's nice that these kids are living now, man. But when they come back from that experience.
I got to think about it.
You need to have stuff in your house.
Yeah.
Furniture's big. I think furniture's big. I would say Furniture Mart, but to get some damn furniture.
Yeah.
A nice bed, you young kids listening. Go now. You're marrying each other. You're going to sleep in the same bed. Don't skimp.
Yeah.
I would shoot the works. I'd put that at the top of my list.
But this mattress. Is the thing.
We want a mattress with a good bed.
I know, but you need to pick that out as the couple. Like, that's not something somebody can go out and pick out and buy for you. You have
all
to
right,
pick that out.
That's fair.
That's why
fair.
I'm saying, like, when you're asking about stuff, I'm like,
there's stuff.
I know gift cards aren't sexy, but I'm saying when we're talking about stuff, like when I vapor lop and I think about it, I think about the fact that, like, if we were redoing the kitchen, a dishwasher, stuff like that, where it's like if you gave me a gift card.
That's old people's stuff.
Yeah, but I thought you put that on your list and I just tackle $100 of it.
Yeah.
But you can do that. I'm just, when you're asking me about stuff that I hadn't thought of, it's things like you said the bed, but somebody can't buy that for you.
All right, we're going to give you details on how you're going to win Husker season tickets coming up next. It starts Monday. You need to have the app, right? Channel 94 app. That's number one, all right?
So while we're here, since we can't come up with a wedding list, that Omaha Wedding Expo is this Sunday.
Yes.
Show up. Just walk up to the door. It's $10 cash. Omaha Wedding Expo, if you've been recently engaged. It's this Sunday, 10 until 2 p.m., Embassy Suites by Hilton La Vista. And you can get all of the ideas that we can't think of.
Exactly.
In one spot, you can plan your honeymoon. You can plan the party before, the photography, the flowers, all the things that you haven't thought of.
Their venues are on there, too. Someone asked about a barn. They wanted to live in a barn. Live in a barn.
Married in a barn.
Married a barn. There's a barn out there.
Okay, Omaha Wedding Expo. It's this Sunday. You can find details at channel94.com or on the app.
And congratulations. We'll be back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, it's called the Big Red Season Seats. I was surprised when we came back and they told us that we're giving away tickets to the Huskers and it's season tickets at that. I know one person, actually two people that have season tickets to the Huskers. And those are difficult to get. It's been passed down family to family, those. And, yeah, you get jealous.
How many games have you been inside in your life?
I try to go every year to one game. My problem is I only go for a little bit because I have a drinking problem.
So does everybody else.
Yeah, so... but I don't know how many I've gone to. But, God, it's so much fun. So this is the deal. We have season tickets. We're giving them away. It starts Monday. Now, why we said you need the app is because we're going to give you a keyword, all right? We're going to give you a word at 7:30, and then you're going to be entering that into the app.
Okay? Pretty wild.
It's pretty simple and easy. There's nothing to it. Not a single thing to it.
Such a gift, though. I mean, to be able to have seasons. I mean, just not have to stress it every Saturday.
Seven home games.
Mm-hmm. Seven home games.
North Dakota, Georgia Southern, Oklahoma is going to be massive. That's September 17th, Oklahoma here at Nebraska. Indiana, Illinois at Nebraska, October 29th. Minnesota's huge. Avenge me. We got to get a win. Minnesota here at Nebraska, November 5th. And then Wisconsin, man, November 19th, Wisconsin, the Badgers here.
Yes. Think about the night games that are going to be happening also. That's a fun experience. I've never been to a night game. Have you been in a night game?
Oh, yeah. I went to the first college football game after, this just makes it sound like old farts. I should just shut up. But the first game after 9/11.
Okay.
I believe it was the first college football game in America that was ever even played.
Really?
After 9/11. Because you remember they took, what, a week or 2 weeks off? It might have been 2 weeks.
They did. They
remember the whole world stopped? Yeah. And then it was like, okay, we're ready to go. And the following Saturday was when everyone was back, when Nebraska played a night game on Thursday night.
Okay.
I forgot who we played, but yeah, I was in the stands. It was neat.
That had to be cool.
That's where they had the cops and firemen come out of the tunnel. The tunnel walk was cops and firemen. And they had a giant flag. And I had, like, a date, and I was trying not to cry.
Oh. I was going to say.
I was all, like, damn emotional. I'm like, America.
She's like, I get it.
If whoever our enemies are can see this right now, they already lost. Night games are badass. So I've been I've been to a bunch of night games at Nebraska. And keep in mind, also, because you said you had a drinking problem. You got to pace yourself. You've been going all day long.
All day long. Yeah. All day. So anyway, so we're giving these tickets away. All right. And again, we're just going to give you the keyword at 7:30 in the morning. You're going to enter it in the app. And one of you people are going to win these tickets. A pair of tickets to the season, Husker season football. God, I'm jealous. I can't win.
You know what? I could offer you a pair of season tickets right now. And I guarantee you would come up with seven excuses.
Within a moment.
I got stuff on that day.
There's that one wedding and that other thing.
Well, hey, I got weddings.
Sometimes I've got, you know, plans.
We were just offered a tour of the stadium today. And party right shot after. It down 60 seconds into the offer. I can't.
I mean, this is happening right after the show. There's a bus.
That's going to pick us up.
The Husker bus.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm just saying, he doesn't have to do any heavy lifting. All he has to do is tote his butt and sit. And he's just like, can't. Nope. Won't do it.
Again, got me a drinking problem. No, I'm kidding. That has nothing to do with
it. Go Big Red. We're excited, though, because it's funny. I'm looking at that schedule, and
I'm excited. That was 2 weeks away, 15 days.
We got to get into that mode one of these seasons where we all believe again.
I believe we're going to do well. And like I've always said, I just, it's anybody's game. You know, bad teams lose. Bad teams also win. Not that we're a bad team, but it's anybody's game.
Well, we got to take our home advantage back.
Sure. You bet.
That Minnesota game, that Wisconsin game, and that Oklahoma game, those are three big teams coming here and playing in Memorial. We need to make them worried about that again.
That's why
we're in a mode where teams look past us and we can't. And that's on us as fans. We got to get loud.
That's why we need to show up as fans with plastic machetes.
No.
That was a weird idea. I didn't understand that.
I don't understand.
He wants everyone to show up with plastic machetes at what, the Minnesota game?
Yeah, the Minnesota game. Just freak them out a little bit. Like, why are these guys?
You kind of have a personal machetes? Thing.
Yeah.
I do.
What, do you have a plastic machete you're just looking for a reason to go out in public with?
Which trip was that? Was that the one with hail and everybody? Where we
played
quarters? Yeah,
that's when it was raining so bad and it was so cold and that just added to my mood.
Well,
and everywhere we went, there'd be a Husker fan, and they would be like, hey, go Big Red, you're a Husker fan. And I was getting so irritated. I'm like, I don't like our fans right now.
But you'd never done a roadie before.
No,
and so that crew that you went on, we used to do one roadie every year.
Uh-huh.
It's a blast. Like that, the trip
it
we went on, there were
fun.
Like, what of us, nine guys?
Nine of us.
We found a huge Airbnb, some old house in Minneapolis that just had like three levels and rooms. We just shoehorned guys onto couches.
Yeah.
And we played quarters like we're in college.
We lived.
It was a fun weekend. The only problem was Nebraska lost to Minnesota. Like, we owe them a loss.
Yes, we do. And I think it'll happen this year. All right, so we got celebrities coming up next. Molly.
I guess Ben Affleck was not enjoying all the attention that he and J-Lo were getting on their honeymoon.
Okay, I can understand. All right, again, Monday morning it starts. Listen at 7:30 and download that app.
To the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right. Friday.
The Nebraska State Fair announced that Flo Rida is coming.
Very nice.
Fun.
The first weekend in September.
That's how I got hooked on grilling. I remember I went out to the Nebraska State Fair when it was in Lincoln, and there was like a barbecue smoking contest.
Yeah.
And I went to that and immediately left with the station vehicle and went and bought a giant grill.
You're so suggestible.
Yeah.
Well, and how many smoker and grills do you have? Three?
I have a problem. I have a grill, a pellet smoker, and then a wood smoker.
So you have three. I can see how you get it, because you want it when you get into that jag. You want the smoker, you want the grill, but you're always tempted to get another grill. They're like golf clubs.
Ugh.
And I was with them. We were down on the old market by that antique store next to Brickway.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Next to Ted and Wally's.
It has all the iron stuff.
Yeah, yes. And there's a badass. Cool place. It's a cow. Yeah.
It's a steer.
It's a steer, but they put a grill inside it.
So oh, really?
Really neat.
And the smoke comes out of his nose.
Yes, while you're smoking, the bowl is blowing.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, my God. I saw one of those. They had a whole bunch of them. Someone shot me a photo. I think it was our buddy Tim when he was out in, I think, Texas or something. And I think that's probably where they got it from, because it's identical.
Yeah, that guy drives down and gets them down south.
Yeah, I think that's what he did.
The party was
so it's like a piece of art, and like while you're cooking, but like it would look almost like a statuary.
He stuck a grill in the middle of it. Yeah, the party's like, I want.
I do.
But the only thing standing in his way is I'm like, Wylene's going to go crazy. Put a fourth grill in the backyard?
No, she wouldn't care. The only thing it would be an issue is because it costs so much.
I was going to say, what's the price tag on something like that? The metal alone would
$1,200, something like that. And so I immediately was like, yeah, I don't have to buy it from you. I'll just find out where you bought it from and go get it myself.
I don't think it was that bad. It wasn't that high.
It was up there. I think it was, maybe it was like $800 or something, but it was still up there enough to go, geez. You know, but
I mean,
my question would be, how good of a grill is it?
That was my first question,
because
too.
It's half art piece, and then half, you know, he had to fit it inside.
Yeah, how do you?
I think it was
just
a charcoal, nothing.
Yeah, nothing. It was just a smoker, little thing, but it wasn't a big one. So, I mean,
that's good.
You got to go big or go home.
All we have is like a Weber charcoal grill. That's
but that makes me jealous, though, because that's what a brother-in-law Manuel has. Is a charcoal grill.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I go over there and he grills something, he always fires up that charcoal. And there's nothing better than the smell of charcoal.
I know, I do love that smell.
I think grilling season's going to get more enjoyable in about a month. But right now it's hard to stand over those coals when it's 95 degrees out.
Brutal. Yes.
Brutal. And you're just like sweating. Flo Rida's going to be at the Nebraska State Fair Saturday, September 3rd.
Okay, so
now it's not a perfect replacement for Lady A.
Because they bailed, right?
They bailed. Yeah, they canceled. One of the guys in rehab.
Okay. Because Lady A is like a buddy of mine just saw them.
Remember? Because you can't say Antebellum. They were Lady Antebellum. That's the thing that grossed me out. They got canceled and they're trying to be woke. But then they were like, we were never called Lady Antebellum. We always wanted it to be Lady A.
Oh, quit it.
Right? And they're trying to be all woke. And then it turned out that there's another actual act.
Lady A.
And it's someone who's a minority and they're Lady A and they sued them. Like,
so
that's how woke
worse.
You are, really? It's worse. You're worse than that.
Yeah.
So, you know what, Lady A? I'm not your biggest fan no more. No. I'm going to go down to the Flo Rida with the apple bottom jeans and the boots with
the fur.
Boots
with the fur. Boots with the fur.
That'd be a good show.
Well, so, and your Lady A tickets will not be valid, but you will get a refund in the next 3 to 4 days.
Okay.
And then you just got to go buy yourself a ticket to Florida.
That's it. That'd be a good show for sure. All right. Also, don't forget, Wedding Expo is going down this weekend. Molly just shot a wonderful video. If you want to see what she looks like, you can get it right there at channel941.com. Or the, not .com, but the Facebook page. Then I'll post it on our page, too, the Big Party Morning Show page.
Sure. Yeah. Let the whole world see.
Molly didn't want to shoot a video. I don't know. She's beautiful. She's a beautiful woman. She's got great cheekbones. And
what is it? Tickets are $10 at the door?
Yeah, yeah, $10 cash at the door.
All right.
Walk right up.
It's coming up this Sunday, man. Sunday.
10 to 2, Embassy Suites, Hilton in La Vista, the one by Bass Pro Cabela's.
All right, we're right back. Hang on. Same when it's up that close. Make it rain,
I'm making it snow. The pole, you're listening to the Big Party Morning Show. She threw it back at me, I gave a move. Cash ain't a problem. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel
94.1. And we thank you for tuning in all week. Thank you for downloading the podcast and listening and supporting. Congratulations to our winner today, Emily Assman.
Oh my gosh, great name. Great name, Emily. So
Emily Assman Anderson. Yeah, she won a pit bull tickets. But starting Monday,
hopefully we get more exciting winners like Lisa Dick Duster.
That's a great name. I love that name.
Betty Butte. Butte.
Yeah.
All right, so tune in Monday morning. We're going to give you a chance to win those tickets, season tickets to the Huskers. 7:30 in the morning, we'll give you the keyword, and you just enter it in the app. The app's Channel 94.1 FM. You need to get that app, all right? You need to have it anyway, because we always have fun stuff to give away on there. And you can also listen to the show through that way, and, you know, you can rate the music even. So get the app.
Go Big Red. Yes, sir.
Enjoy the wonderful weekend.
Yeah, you have a safe trip back to Chicago.
Yo. That's okay. The hope.
And remember the wedding expo.
Oh, yeah. Sunday wedding expo. Don't forget. We put a video of Molly sending you a special message on the Facebook page, Big Party Morning Show. So watch that.
Checking out the swag bag. So anyone who goes in is going to get that swag bag. It's only $10 in the door. And so if you're engaged, you know who you are. You got to get all this. And, you know, traditionally you wouldn't catch me in party scene alive.
Right.
At anything wedding related. But we've done these so many years. And what we always came away with is it's really actually pretty cool.
It is.
And I've never been married, but I'm always like, you know, maybe one of these days. But when you and Wylene got married, you were already like a seasoned pro.
Yeah, because I'd been to them so many times. Yeah.
All the kind of vendors. And so you're going to get all these ideas that you would never think of.
Yes, sir.
All under one roof. So yeah, we're just saying you're doing yourself a favor for a $10 walk up.
Even the swag bag
Sunday
is for
the,
that.
Embassy Suites over there in La Vista.
They've got a cool thing in the program where I was flipping through, and it's the wedding checklist. And it is stuff it's like, yeah, in the back, it's like a wedding checklist, which is really cool because there are things where you're like, oh, yeah, I guess I will probably need a new bra for that wedding gown or, you know, hose. I mean, like, it's got everything. It's a bride's serious go-to.
Okay. How long do you think is the minimum you should be, you should date someone before you should get engaged?
5 days.
I mean, even if you think it's meant in the stars, we would all admit that there's such a thing as too early. Like, you don't know. You got to wait for some red flags, right?
I don't know.
Like, Hollywood tells you it's romantic that I go, I know I've only known you for 7 weeks, but I want this to be forever. Don't you still have to be like,
yeah. My cousin and her husband, they met, got engaged, and were married within a year.
Oh, my Lord. Wow, that's quick.
And they're still together, and it's, you know, a
bajillion
years.
Having babies and all that stuff.
All
okay.
that stuff, yeah. But I mean,
amazing.
I remember when she called me to tell me that she got engaged. I was like, excuse me, say what now? I haven't even
met. That's in that Shania Twain documentary. She met Mutt Lange. They produced an album and produced an album and were married within 1 year.
Oh, wow. I couldn't even imagine
But they
that.
Eventually did get divorced because Mutt slept with her best friend.
Well, yeah, that would do
it.
Things.
I think that would do it every time.
But I think they still made it like 10 years or 8.
Jeez. And that's a quick one, too, man. I gave it five years.
While you're on marriage?
No. I gave Wylene 5 years to find my flaws, but she didn't find any because I'm so damn perfect.
Oh, she found them.
She's just okay with
them.
Okay, that's what it
that's
is.
That's what
exactly.
you're looking for. You're looking for someone out there that's okay with all your flaws.
Okay, and I found her 5 years. All right, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys Monday morning. Have a safe weekend and do yourself good and stay cool.
Peanut butter on-